Wednesday's Child, a novel of suspense. An Inspector Banks novel. By Peter Robinson. Narrated by James Langton. Copyright 1992 by Peter Robinson. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Peter Robinson and the Dominic Abel Literary Agency, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Lost in the desert wild is your little child. How can Laika sleep if her mother weep? Sleeping Laika lay, while the beasts of prey, come from caverns deep, viewed the maid asleep. Chapter 1. 1. The room was a tip, the woman a slattern. On the floor near the door to the kitchen, a child's doll with one eye missing lay naked on its back, right arm raised above its head. The carpet around it was so stained with ground-in mud and food, it was hard to tell what shade of brown it had been originally. High in one corner, by the front window, pale flowered wallpaper had peeled away from a damp patch. The windows were streaked with grime, and the flimsy orange curtains needed washing. When Detective Chief Inspector Alan Banks perched at the edge of the scuffed olive-green armchair, he felt a spring dig into the back of his left thigh. He noticed Detective Constable Susan Gay turn up her nose as she looked at a garish oil painting of Elvis Presley above the mantelpiece. The King was wearing a jeweled white cape with a high collar and held a microphone in his ringed hand. In contrast to the shabby decor, a compact music center in mint condition stood against one wall, a green and yellow budgie in a cage.